بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كنا قعودا حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما في نفر فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أظهرنا فأبتى علينا وخشينا أن يقتطع دوننا وفزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع فخرجت أبتغي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتيت حائطا للأنصار لبني النجار فدرت به هل أجد له بابا فلم أجد فإذا ربيع يدخل في جوف حائط من بير خارجة والربيع الجدول صغير فاحتفزت فدخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو هريرة فقلت نعم يا رسول الله قال ما شأنك قلت كنت بين ظهرينا فقمت فأبطأت علينا فخشينا أن تقطع دوننا ففزعنا فكنت أول من فزع فأتيت هذا الحائط فاحتفزت كما يحتفز الثعلب وهؤلاء الناس ورائي فقال يا أبا هريرة وأعطاني نعليه فقال اذهب بنعلي هاتين فمن لقيت من ورائي هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة وذكر الحديث بطوله رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu narrates that once we were sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were a small group, as we mentioned yesterday. The word Abu Huraira radiallahu used was nafar, which refers to a group of between 3 and 10. Sometimes it is used for a group of 7 people. Specific mention is made of 2 of that group. He says, with us were Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. As we mentioned yesterday, specific mention of these two Sahaba because of their prominence and status that they enjoyed amongst the rest of the Sahaba. He says that whilst we were sitting, all of a sudden Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up from amongst us. He went away. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this group and went in a particular direction. He had gone for a long time, some time had passed, فَأَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا. Such a long time passed that Abu Huraira said that we became afraid, we feared that perhaps some harm had befallen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was the constant threat of one, the mushrikeen, the idolaters, the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the threat of the munafiqeen, those who used to pretend to be Muslims amongst the believers. And obviously there was this concern in the hearts of Sahaba that at any time some personal attack on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was imminent. So one of the roles or responsibilities that they would adopt was the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left them and he had ostensibly appeared to have disappeared and much time had passed. So straight away, out of the great love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira says, we became afraid that maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been attacked or harmed in some way. So he says, فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ فَزِعْ. I was the first to become truly alarmed. So he says, I left the group looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that where had he gone? What happened to him? Until I came to an orchard of the Ansar, which belonged to the Banu Najjar. When I came to this orchard, Abu Huraira felt strongly that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone into this orchard. So he says, I began looking around, where is the entrance? Where's the door to the orchard? I couldn't find it. Obviously, there would be a door, there would be an entrance, but perhaps because of the state of alarm, panic, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu couldn't find the entrance at that time. Then he says, all of a sudden, I became aware of a little brook or a stream that was flowing into the orchard from the Kharija well. The word in the riwayat is Rabi'. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala himself explains what is Rabi'. Rabi', we find that the word Rabi' and Bir. Bir in Arabic refers to a well or a small stream. In the same way, the word Rabi' also refers to a brook or a small stream. So there was a small stream of water that was flowing into this orchard of the Banu Najjar. So obviously, where water is flowing, a gap is created in the bush. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, I squeezed through the gap, and thereby I entered the orchard and I discovered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Hurairah coming, he said to him, ostensibly in surprise, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perhaps at that point wanted to be alone. So he says, Abu Hurairah, is it you? So I said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, out of the love and devotion of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, perhaps he was out of breath. He had just squeezed through a little gap in the hedge. And there was possibly a look, he was visibly alarmed because he had feared that something had happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So seeing all this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what happened? So Abu Hurairah responded that, Ya Rasulullah, you were sitting amongst us and then you went away. Quite some time had passed. We feared that perhaps some harm had befallen you. So I was the first to become afraid. So I came to this garden searching for you. And like a fox, I squeezed in through the gap that I found. And so the others are behind me. They would also be searching for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Hurairah, and he gave me his two shoes and said to me that go with these two shoes of mine. And whoever you meet outside this garden, as long as this person bears testimony that there is no God besides Allah, bears testimony that there is no deity besides Allah, and obviously believes in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبُهُ, with absolute total conviction in his heart, I want you to give him glad tidings of Jannat. The hadith continues, that section, or in other words, the latter part of this hadith, as I mentioned yesterday, Imam Nawawi rahimullah has not mentioned it here. This hadith passed in a previous chapter. The reason this particular hadith is mentioned in this chapter, obviously, is to establish the heading that Imam Nawawi rahimullah has given this particular chapter, Istihbabut Tabshir wa Tahanniya bil Khair, chapter which deals with the desirability of giving glad tidings. Abu Hurairah, take my shoes and give glad tidings. Because of this section, that is why this hadith has been mentioned in this particular chapter. One or two points, just to recap. Why were the shoes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given? Obviously, Shariat and Deen is Quran, is Hadith, is very, very lengthy. There are many, many tenets of Deen. What is the message Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving Abu Hurairah? Somebody just says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with conviction, he is a Jannati. Bashirhu bil Jannah. So this perhaps somebody may doubt the authenticity of Abu Huraira's claim or what he is delivering. So, this is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him his shoes, that whoever you say this to, if they doubt it, then you can show them my shoes, so they are convinced that definitely you are coming with this message directly from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the reason why Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was given the shoes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With regards to this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, reciting the kalima and being a jannati, this interpretation ulama ikram give to such a hadith, that what is meant is that the person will eventually enter into Jannah. a person of iman, when he dies, we find in other ahadith, it is still possible for such a person to go to Jahannam. If there were major sins that were committed, for which he did not make tawbah, for which he didn't seek repentance before passing away, if there were rights of other people that he hadn't fulfilled, for which they will claim against him on the day of judgment, many, many factors are there. It is possible. It's also possible Allah, out of his mercy, will forgive him. But if such a person is not forgiven, then there is a possibility that he will enter into Jahannam. But because of his iman in the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he will not remain in Jahannam forever. Eventually he will enter into Jannah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Abu Huraira, say to anyone who said La ilaha illallah, was born testimony to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Bashirhu bil Jannah, give him the glad tidings of Jannat. Another interpretation ulama ikram give of this hadith, that there is a condition which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, mustayqinan biha qalbuhu. Munafiqeen came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is mentioned in the Quran. Idha ja'aka al-munafiqoon qalu nashhadu innaka la Rasulullah. Wallahu ya'alamu innaka la rasulu, wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqina lakadhibun. Allah Ta'ala says that, remember that time, my Nabi, that the hypocrites came to you. And what did they say? Nashhadu annaka rasulullah. We bear testimony that you are the rasul of Allah. Obviously, with this was the testimony that there is no deity besides Allah and that you are the rasul of Allah. Wallahu ya'alamu innaka la rasul. Allah knows that you are his Nabi, but Allah bears testimony, inna al-munafiqina lakadhibun, that these people are liars. In other words, they were saying something with their tongues, the heart did not attest to what the tongue was saying. So this is the condition, mustayqinan biha qalbuhu. Meet any, whoever you meet that says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with the conviction of this in his heart, give him glad tidings of Jannah. Conviction of this in his heart means, ulama ikram say, what is the proof of that? If a person is completely convinced, has that yaqeen in his heart, that there is no deity besides Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah, the proof of that is that his belief will cause his life to translate into actions. In other words, he will obey Allah's commands, he will fulfill the faraiz of deen. He will stay away from that which is haram and prohibited. In other words, his life will be in conformance to Shariat because of the level of conviction of Iman that he has. So in such an instance, such a person will be a Jannati because he will have fulfilled the rights and the dictates of the Kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. To complete this incident, the second part of the hadith which is not mentioned here is that when Abu Huraira left the orchard with the shoes of Rasulullah ﷺ, the first person, Allah made it such, the first person that he came into contact with was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar, Allah's Rasul ﷺ has said, anyone who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah with conviction in his heart, Bashirhu bil Jannah, give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Umar was not an ordinary person. Lokana Badi Nabiyun Lakana Umar. Nabi ﷺ said, if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. When Umar heard this, he became alarmed. Struck Abu Huraira on his chest, so that Abu Huraira fell down with the extent of the force of the blow of Umar. Stopped him there and then in his tracks. Abu Huraira went back and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, you gave me this instruction, this is what Umar is doing. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Umar, that why are you doing this? Umar said that, Ya Rasulullah, I feared that if he goes around with such a message, people would become complacent. Tell them, just read La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and your Jannat is guaranteed. This may lead, they may rely upon this, and their neglect may lead to them being deficient in the performance of good deeds. Hence, they will be deprived of the higher stages of Jannah. So, Ya Rasulullah, my advice is that, obviously, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is haq, is the truth. But my advice, or the advice of Umar to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, was that, Ya Rasulullah, please don't let Abu Huraira do this. Why? Because I fear the people will become complacent. They will neglect striving, exerting themselves in good deeds. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted the opinion of Umar on this occasion, And Abu Huraira did not continue with what his initial instruction was. But obviously, amanatan to the ummah, this entire incident, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated it to us. So as we mentioned, this is Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this particular incident because of this section of the hadith where Bashirhu bil Jannah, whoever you meet, reading La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with conviction in his heart, give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Allah give us the peace.